pumps are working overtime to help drain the remaining floodwater from some Napier suburbs. The water is still knee-deep in some parts of Marewa, where two more homes were evacuated overnight. The city remains in a state of local emergency. Hundreds of properties are still being assessed for damage, with 16 houses deemed not suitable to live in. Some schools are closed today and people are being asked to avoid non-essential travel and work from home if possible. Let's talk with Hawke's Bay Civil Defence Group Controller Ian McDonald for more on this now. Kia ora.
Good morning.
So the rain overnight, has that exacerbated the situation?
It definitely hasn't exasperated the position. It's not making the situation worse, but it's obviously not helping in terms of the continued efforts to drain the water away.
So you've got pumps that are working overtime, I hear. How many and where's the water going?
Oh, good question. Here in Hawke's Bay, we have a network pumping station network across the Heretonga Plains, managed by the Regional Council and by Napier City Council as well. I don't have the exact number of pumps, but it would be sort of 30 or 40 pumping stations. The water basically is discharged into rivers or into the sea.
Okay, so this is dirty water, contaminated water that's going out to sea?
Some of it will be, yes, and Napier City Council have been advising the Regional Council, as they're obliged to do when they have to discharge sewage in an emergency event.
So the situation now is that there are still what sort of number of buildings, of properties that are still flooded?
Look, that's information that we're going to be working on today. So we focused on the hill yesterday, which was we identified now up to 18 houses which are uninhabitable. We started work on what we call the flat area, which is the area sort of south of Napier CBD, the suburbs of Marainui and Marewa. And so we started on those yesterday evening, and today we will be carrying on with that, which will give us a better indication of the exact numbers.
What about the geotechnical situation? A lot of slips, quite a few houses that are under threat. What is the situation there? What numbers are you looking at and how serious is that situation?
The council building inspectors have identified 18 houses at this stage. Yesterday we did have a geotechnical expert up there looking at the slips. One of the concerns we have today is obviously while it's not a significant amount of rain compared to what we had a couple of days ago, 30 to 40 millimetres through the day could reactivate some of those slips. So we've been working with people that could be impacted by that. So the big message for those sorts of people is that they are prepared to move quickly, that they have their grab bag ready to go, and they keep an eye on the situation.
Okay, what numbers of people have you put on that sort of immediate notice?
As I said, I don't have those exact numbers, but we've identified 18 homes which we've said are not habitable and that are at risk.
Okay, so the power also is off for some people still. How long do you anticipate that being the case, and how many people are in that boat?
Yeah, so look, as of last night, there was 700 properties that still didn't have power. So Unison, our lines company, is working on that. The rain today will not be helping that situation. The issue for them is that they've still got their power infrastructure underwater, and as it sort of becomes dry, they need to take it apart, clean it, and all the rest of it. So it's not just a simple process of flicking the switch back on. So, and that's creating an issue for us in terms of being able to get people into some of these areas too, because it's a health and safety issue for our first responders.
How long do you anticipate the state of emergency being in place?
Look, at this moment, it's in place for 7 days from when it was declared on Monday evening. And it's going to take probably all of those 7 days at least, but that's a decision for the mayor to make. We revise that on a daily basis, but at this stage it will remain.
The minister, I understand, making a statement later on today. What are you anticipating? What are you hoping for?
So far the support that we've had from central government has been great. We're in constant contact with The National Emergency Management Agency. We've just requested some support from other groups across New Zealand. So that's really the key thing for us from an operational perspective is the continued support for our response, which will be ongoing for a few weeks.
Thank you very much for your time, Ian McDonald there, Hawke's Bay Civil Defence Group Controller.